This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for the remaining two phases of Lok Sabha polls has reached a feverish pitch. Top leaders of various political parties are holding rallies to woo the voters. In Uttar Pradesh, star campaigners of different political parties will campaign for the sixth and seventh phase of elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address political rallies in Basti, Shravasti constituencies. BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath is campaigning in Jaunpur, Basti, Sultanpur, Siddharthnagar and Balrampur districts, while BJP leader and Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh Mohan Yadav will campaign in Maharajganj, Kushinagar and Jaunpur. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati will campaign in Sultanpur, while Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address a rally in Azamgarh district. With only 3 days left when voters of Delhi will decide the fate of candidates contesting to win the high-profile seats of the national capital, the high-voltage campaigning is taking place to woo the voters in different parts of Delhi. Adding to the momentum, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will address election rallies in Delhi today. Mr. Modi will address a public meeting in Dwarka in favour of BJP candidate Kamaljeet Sherawat, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will attend a public meeting at Balswa Dairy. Mr. Kharge will woo the voters in favour of party candidate Udit Raj. Seven parliamentary constituencies of Delhi will go to polls on the 25th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that massive voting is taking place in Kashmir and it is becoming a benchmark for democracy. In an interview to a private news channel, Mr. Modi said, voting in Kashmir has broken the record of 30 to 40 years. On inflation, Mr. Modi claimed that the inflation in India is under control in comparison to other countries. He said today the war between Russia and Ukraine directly impacts food, fuel and fertilizer. Mr. Modi said the farmers in other countries are getting urea at a price of 3,000 rupees per sack, but in India the farmers have to pay only 300 rupees. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor today termed BJP's claim of landslide victory in the ongoing Lok Sabha elections as a complete fantasy. Briefing media in New Delhi, he asserted that it will be impossible for the BJP to replicate the results it made in the last elections in 2019. He claimed that the strongholds of BJP have shown low voter turnout. Mr. Tharoor also claimed that Congress candidates and the INDI alliance had attracted enthusiasm. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar embarked on a visit to Tehran in Iran today. During his visit, Mr. Dhankar will attend the official ceremony to pay condolences on the demise of Iranian President Dr. Sayed Ibrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Dr. Hussein Amir Abdulhia, who were killed in a helicopter crash on the 19th of this month. The Mumbai Crime Branch have formed a special investigation team, SIT, in the Ghatkopar billboard accident case. 17 people were killed and around 75 people were injured in the accident. The SIT comprises 6 officers. Officials said that the SIT searched the residence of Bhavesh Bhinde, the owner of the company responsible for the billboard, and spoke to some of the employees of the company. Last week, the Mumbai Crime Branch apprehended Bhavesh Bhinde in Udaipur, Rajasthan, and brought him to Mumbai. A massive billboard collapsed on a petrol pump in the Ghatkopar area in Mumbai during a storm on the 13th of this month. Vietnam's National Assembly today approved Tô Lâm, the Minister of Public Security, as the country's next president, following a vote at his headquarters in Hanoi. The appointment comes nearly 2 months after Vietnam's former president, Vo Van Thieu, resigned amid a corruption crackdown. Lam has become the third president of Vietnam in less than 18 months in a country that has a reputation for its stable politics. Head of the World Health Organization, WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has asked Israel to lift blockade on medical supplies into Gaza, saying nearly 700 seriously ill patients are stuck in a war zone. Addressing a press briefing in Geneva, Mr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said, crossing from Egypt into Gaza have remained closed for 2 weeks, cutting off the primary pipeline for emergency health supplies into Gaza. And that is the end of this news bulletin.